No more parking tickets for me, Phil. The next time I get a parking ticket in the city of Madison, I'll just go before the municipal judge and say, "Your Honor, I wasn't parking for longer than allowed. It just appeared that I was parked because I was driving the city's new speed limit of 20 miles an hour." Seriously, though, 20 miles an hour is way too slow.
It's so slow. It's almost as slow as the approval process for a new building in Madison.
We're going to talk about it on today's Center Stage with Milford and Hands, the Wisconsin State Journal's political podcast from the Sensible Center of Wisconsin Politics. I'm Scott Milford. I am the opinion editor at the State Journal.
I'm Phil Hands. I'm the editorial cartoonist at the Wisconsin State Journal.
And we are two-fifths of the Wisconsin State Journal editorial board.
The faster two-fifths.
Twenty is plenty, or so we are told by the mayor and other Madison City officials.
When you say 20, are you talking about the number of people who serve on the city council? The number of people who serve on the Dane County Board?
No, that's 37.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking about 20 miles an hour, which is the new speed limit on most neighborhood streets now in Madison, even though some of them aren't posted yet.
Okay.
Supposedly, this is going to make our roads safer, but if you ask me, 20 is cementy. That's how it feels like to me. It feels so slow. I just can't take it. I've tried to drive at 20 miles an hour through my neighborhood and other places. I think it's impossible.
You think it's impossible?
Yeah,
okay.
I really do. I want to know if any city officials can actually do this for a few miles, because if you try to go 20 miles, you get people backed up behind you and get mad at you.
And they honk, and then there's aggression, and then all of a sudden a little lady walking with her walker is passing you, and it's embarrassing.
And maybe the real problem are the speeders, the real speeders, not somebody going 30 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. I've actually been told that I drive like a grandma. I guess that's kind of ageist and sexist, but I didn't say it. Other people have told me that.
So funny story, Scott. This is completely unrelated, but my cousin, when she was about 42 years old, her child had another child. And she found herself driving down the road, and there was a person going slowly in front of her, and she said, "Move it, Grandma!" And then she said, "Wait a minute, I am a grandma."
Have you tried going 20 miles an hour?
On my scooter, yes, it's fine. So, Scott, I'm from Detroit. We've established this. The speed limits are merely a suggestion to me. So I don't think I ever went 25 when it said 25. I always drove just fast enough not to get caught. So I guess that's going to be, for me, about 27 nowadays as opposed to 33.
And I guess maybe that's the point, is that they're trying to slow people down a little bit, even if they're not going to get them to go 20.
But the thing is, it's strange about Wisconsin, and I'll say this again as someone who did not grow up in this area, is that people really do follow the speed limits here. And I get letters to the editor of people saying, "I can't believe it on the Beltline. There are people, it's 55 on the Beltline. There are people that drive 60 miles an hour on the Beltline. It's outrageous." So people are used to driving the speed limit. I'm not one of those people, but I don't have very many speeding to show for it. Maybe I should be quiet about this.
The mayor has been pushing this. It's sort of a trendy thing to do in progressive cities. New York City, Seattle, Portland, and Minneapolis have done this. Although I'm up in the Twin Cities a lot, and I noticed in St. Paul they had signs that said 25 is plenty.
But that doesn't rhyme.
I want to say, though, I have no problem with 25.
We're having this entire podcast over 5 miles an hour,
yes.
Scott.
Yes. 25, and then I guess the Phil Hands of the world would drive 32-ish or so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a reasonable thing, but I really do think 20. Just tomorrow, drive 20 and see what you think.
I did a little bit last night on the way home from work, but then I was like, you know, I had to be somewhere, so I couldn't go 20 miles an hour, you know. So I found myself going closer to 29 or so.
Well, here's what the mayor said about it at a press conference.
"We're doing this because we want our families and our friends to be safe in our neighborhoods. And reducing the speed limit helps to keep everyone, whether you're driving, biking, walking, or rolling, safer."
Rolling? Like down the hill sideways? Or like what does that even mean?
rolling the wheels down the hill, I guess. You know, the wheels on the bus, they go round and round.
Okay.
Well, sure, if everybody drove slower, we'd be safer. If we went to 15 miles an hour, if we went to 10 miles an hour, and people would actually drive that slow rather than just getting out and walking, it would be safer.
Yeah.
But what traffic engineers say is that you should design a speed limit that's about what people are comfortable traveling at. And just because you pass a law, that doesn't mean people follow it.
Yeah, and I think the big argument we hear from a lot of people, which I probably don't disagree with, is that, you know, the issue isn't people going 28 miles an hour on a residential road. The issue is people going 80 miles an hour around East Washington. You know, there has been an uptick in reckless driving ever since the pandemic and fewer people were on the roads. And we hear, I actually don't see it that often, but we hear anecdotes from people talking all the time about people running stop signs and driving recklessly. I don't see that, but I don't drive as much as other people do either, too. So
yeah, I mean, the city has some data. They started this in the Tenney Lapham and Theresa Hammersley neighborhoods just as a test, and they compared the number of crashes from 2017 to 2020. And they compared that to the number from 2021 to 2024 when they had these lower posted 20-mile-an-hour signs. And they say that the number of crashes declined by 41% in one neighborhood and 44% in the other, although they said overall citywide crashes declined 29%. So they're already going down. I mean, COVID happened here, so there's a lot of changes in driving. And the other thing is, well, okay, but of those crashes, how fast were people going?
Yeah, and how many crashes were there?
Well, it went from supposedly 79 to 47 in the one neighborhood and 43 to 24 in the other. But unless you have the details on those crashes, I don't know what that tells you. In other words, if a drunk driver speeding down a residential road hits a parked car like just happened in my neighborhood, where there aren't even sidewalks on the road, does it matter whether it's 20 or 25 posted on the sign? No. The goal of the mayor's Vision Zero plan is to have no fatal crashes by the year 2035. But it's hard to have a fatal crash at 20 or 25 miles an hour.
So it does kind of frustrate a lot of people who feel like, why are we making the entire population suffer at low speeds when the issue is a lack of enforcement on a handful of, what is it, bad apples who are violating the traffic laws on a consistent basis? And why doesn't the city just crack down on them? Let us all drive at a reasonable rate of speed.
In my neighborhood, when people get upset about people speeding in the neighborhood, it's usually because of high school kids taking a shortcut. And they're not going 20. They're not going 25. They're not going 30. They're going through it like 45.
Yeah, which is reckless driving.
And we're worried about our kids. I actually think having sidewalks in my neighborhood might do more to protect kids.
Oh, don't even get people started on sidewalks, Scott.
A 20-mile-an-hour sign.
Sidewalks are actually more unpopular than 20-mile-an-hour speed limits are.
Well, they make a lot more sense to me if we're trying to protect pedestrians. We had an editorial last fall that noted, if 20 is plenty on the roads, what about the bike paths?
Oh, yeah.
We now have electric bikes that whiz by you when you're on a bike path.
Some of them can go 28 miles per hour.
To his credit, Alder Tag Evers got back to us on that. He thought it was a good point, and he was going to look into that. But to me, that gets to some of the absurdity of it, that bicycles can now go faster on the bike path than, in theory, people can on city, two-thirds of city roads.
Yeah, but bicycles are good, virtuous, and cars are evil. Why is this so hard for you to understand, Scott?
They are spending $500,000 to redo the signage on this.
Which is not nothing when we have ever-increasing property taxes in this city.
Yeah, and you know, besides sidewalks, there's a lot of intersections in the city that are uncontrolled. Do you have those on the near west side?
Oh, yeah.
Over on
yeah.
the east side, we have that, where there are no yield or stop signs going either way.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I guess the theory is that, well, the neighborhood of
we're
people...
We're all going 15, so it doesn't matter.
Well, we know where those are, I guess, the cross streets, but I have seen some accidents there. I'm totally unconvinced that this is anything more than just a feel-good thing.
Maybe it's designed, Scott, to maybe keep people like me in check, because as someone who's not from here, I would never complain that, oh my God, people in Madison drive so recklessly and out of control. If anything, everyone drives like a little old lady and a grandma here. And, you know, you need to pick up the pace a little bit. We got places to be, people. And so maybe this is done to keep the fibs and the people who are not from the Madison area originally under control, so we don't go driving haywire all over your community.
I think it's actually so that people who are speeding, and maybe this isn't a bad thing, but those people who are going 45, now you can get them for going 20 over the speed limit.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to before, you'd have to get them for going 10 over.
Part of it's probably the mayor's plan to make driving less convenient in the city. I mean, there is this push by the left that it's too easy to drive in Madison. And since it's so easy to drive and park places, people are less likely to find other modes of transportation like the BRT or riding a bicycle.
But is any city bus really going to drive at 20 miles an hour? If that were true, they would have had to redo all of the bus schedules because they're all going to show up late now.
Well, the buses don't count.
Oh, I'm turning into such a curmudgeon.
You are? Well, you are of a certain age now, Scott.
But I am.
I'll get off your lawn, I promise, okay?
Yeah, it's not like this is the biggest deal ever. It's just sort of an annoying thing. It seems so misdirected that we're not going after the sort of the real speeders. We're pretending that people are going to drive 20 miles an hour. 20 is pretendy. Imaginary. It's imaginary, and it's kind of the old Madison utopia.
It feels like Madison hasn't done something really silly like this for a while. So it's nice to get back to normal in Madison.
That's
a little
true.
Bit, you know, where we can have goofy, high-minded ideals that don't make any sense, you know?
I just don't think we should pass a law that we know nobody is going to follow. Not the bus drivers, not Phil Hands, not me. And not the mayor.
Okay.
Well, I don't think I have to drive 20 yet because there's no 20 mile per hour signs up in my neighborhood. I noticed I still have a 25, but those signs are all going to be up apparently by December.
In my neighborhood, I think there is a 20 mile an hour sign right in front of my house, actually, because I live on kind of a busier neighborhood street. Maybe it'll mean people won't hit our speed bumps going 50 miles an hour anymore. We got speed bumps right in front of our house, and I don't mind people going fast. What bothers me is them bottling out on the speed bumps and then crashing along.
You know what I'm actually going to do to protest this new 20 mile per hour speed limit?
Take the BRT.
No, I'm actually going to drive 20 miles an hour. And that is going to piss everybody off behind me.
Oh, yeah. What you got to do, Scott, is because you live on the east side too, you got to find out when the mayor's getting to work and just hop on your car and just kind of coast in front of her all the way downtown.
I think one of her claims of fame is she takes the bus a lot. So I'll be in front of that bus and the poor driver will actually have to drive 20 miles an hour. He or she will get an earful then.
It'll be a passive-aggressive point.
Well, you recently did a cartoon in which the mayor is a police officer enforcing her 20-mile-per-hour speed limit.
Yeah, she pulls over a snail for going too fast. But yeah, I mean, I think the part of this cartoon that I find the most insensitive is how dare I depict our glorious progressive mayor as an evil police officer.
Maybe if nobody drives, we won't have any accidents at all.
That's a valid point.
But then we're going to need some pedestrian malls, including the one on State Street.
You know, I'll tell you what, try to drive downtown between 3:30 and 5 o'clock any weeknight. You're not going 20 no matter what. I dare you to try and go 20 through that traffic.
Our theme music is by Tube Tester. Thanks to Robotic Dreams and Egg Sandwich Int for the drum hit and laugh track.